a friend of mine yesterday called just to check on me, and he wanted to see if I was doing okay with all the things that we're facing in dentistry right now. And he's explained to me how his family member, who's practicing in California, is really worried about being shut down with the mandate that they can't see any patients. And he's made millions of dollars over the last several years. I mean, just made millions. I don't understand why he's worried that he can't make his bills. And I just sat there and my heart went out to his family member practicing in California because for two reasons. One, I get it, and we all do. And two, because people don't understand the business of dentistry and how tough this shutdown is on so many of us. And we begin our podcast right there.
Computers are live. Mixer is up. Levels are good. Equalizer is good. Ready channels 1 and 2. Mic is live in 3, 2, 1. Roll it. Welcome, listeners, to the My Practice, My Business podcast, where we teach dentists and their teams how to reclaim forgotten profitability in dentistry with our clinical business of dentistry training. And now, the host of our show, the clinical director at My Practice, My Business, Dr. Rob Thorup.
Boy, these are really some trying times we live in right now. I've been practicing dentistry for 30 years in my mid-50s, and I've never seen anything quite like this taking place in the good old United States of America. And I don't, I'm just like sitting back looking at what we are faced with right now in dentistry, and I just want to cover that for a few minutes, obviously. My good friend who is talking about his family member who's like, I just can't understand why he's, you know, why is he still living month to month and paycheck to paycheck? And I'm just going to cover a bunch of things that I have just been dying to cover for a long, long time, just in this short podcast this morning, and who knows how long it's going to go on for, because once my mind gets going, sometimes I can't shut it off. But I'm like, you know what? your family member who's practicing in California, you don't understand. The reimbursement rates are so low, and so many docs have not had our training to understand how to increase their profitability on fee for not just PPO patients, but our fee for service patients. We had an office go through training a couple weeks ago, and they were shocked at when we actually started looking at their direct operating cost per hour, and they were realizing, my gosh, we had their fee-for-service fees up there, and some of you call them UCR fees. That's synonymous. And we looked at what they were charging for a crown. We looked at what they were charging for a composite, and yeah, they were just barely breaking even with their direct operating cost per hour. And a couple of procedures, they were actually not even hitting their direct operating cost per hour. So these are things that we've been teaching, and I want to back off right there for just a second and give a shout out to all of our clients that have sent so many wonderful, kind texts and emails and made a few phone calls to us just saying, hey, we just want to give you guys a call and tell you thank you so much for putting us through the training, because if it wasn't for you guys' training, we just don't even know where we would be right now. And I'm just going, it's just so humbling to know, honestly, people, it's humbling to know that we have helped out so many practices and we've helped them out in this time of this terrible time in the United States where in the world too, where if it wasn't for our training, they would not have a nest egg to fall back on. And so Tracy and I were just talking yesterday, and we were having a reflection, and our hearts are just going out to so many of these offices that are not in a position that they can carry themselves for 3 or 4 or 5 months, because what's going to happen is it's going to be a domino effect. It's like taking off too many weeks for vacation, and you know that it takes you 6 to 7 months just to recover from that vacation. So we get it. But can any good come from all this, though? Can any good come from what's taking place right now? And And I do believe so. All of you have been watching what's going on in the news. I mean, sometimes there are some days where I have to just turn it off. I'm so tired of the people out there bashing the President of the United States and other members of the Senate and Congress because they didn't do enough, they did too much. I mean, it's just going to go on and on and on. It's like, you know, people just shut up. They're all trying to do their best job, and it's going to be a balancing act. They can't keep the economy shut down too much longer because that's going to cause just the worst chaos and disaster that you can even imagine. And what people don't understand is when you dump an economy like ours, that's going to cause a lot of deaths too. So it's really and not just deaths, and I could get into the reasons why that, but I'm sure that all of you have listened and have that figured out, and you've studied your history of the world in the United States. You know why. But what's really cool is the things that I'm watching that I just put out on Facebook to my friends that I saw from there's a Dr. Kim Norberg up in the Seattle area that put out a really cool study that came out of UCSF on what's taking place with their studies and what they're learning. And I watched, there's another company in San Francisco that's quickly developing a treatment for the disease, and it looks like a treatment for COVID-19 is actually going to happen faster than the actual vaccine for it. At least that's what we're seeing. And so, but the cool thing is not only the treatment for COVID, but the treatment for other things. There's so much money being dumped into medical research and technology right now by our federal government that this is allowing, people way smarter than me. Of course, that doesn't take much, but I love these researchers, these biochemists, these just super smart people who are able to create vaccines and create technology that helps out all people and just saves lives. That's what I'm loving. So that's some good that's coming out of it. A lot of good's coming out of it. A lot of people are having to stay home with their families and their kids, and they're able to actually get to know their families and their children again in our hustle bustle life. And it's that I've seen so many fun and exciting things happen from that. I've seen a lot of parents very grateful for school teachers as they're trying to school their own kids at home. That's just been really exciting. And there's a lot of, this goes into our cross training. We teach at MPMB. It makes you appreciate other people's jobs. And I think that our school teachers are the unsung heroes of our lives. You know, look at what kind of mentors that they become for us, and so grateful for them. And it's been a humbling experience there. People of different faiths and turning to each other and their churches and their beliefs and helping out neighbors. There a lot of this is what I'm seeing, and I step back and I look and serving others. It's just amazing. Well, there's also a lot of crap going on out there too. We have a Facebook page called the Utah Dental Networking Group here in Utah, and I've never seen in my entire life so many self-appointed experts who know so much about everything that they can attempt to shame people into doing things that people aren't comfortable about. What am I talking about? Well, it's interesting because for me in my practice, I follow the CDC's guidelines. That's just who I am, what I do. Everything else to me is just noise. And up until a couple of days ago, the CDC basically on March 10th, CDC put out there, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but practices could see patients for routine care. Even though, you have different people in the government who are saying, no, you can't see anybody. And it's like, we're trying to stop this spread. But the CDC guidelines were, call your patients, ask them if they've been traveling, ask them if they're sick, they have a sore throat, they've been coughing, they're running a fever. Ask them those questions before they come in. If they pass that checklist, fine, let them come in. You can see them. And what's really interesting is we just, at that time and still today, we don't know a lot about this virus. We know it's very virulent, but we don't know when you're super, I mean, just at the time I'm speaking here, I just watched some more information, read some more information, watched the speakers from our government, the docs. I can't remember the one guy's name, but it's like there's a lot they still don't know. They don't have a lot of scientific research on what this bug really does. And they're learning. They're learning as fast as they can. But what's interesting is at that time in the month of March, we're seeing all these other practices, you know, we're shutting down, and we're doing the right thing. And then a week later, it's like, I can't believe I can't claim unemployment. I've only been working in my job for a few weeks. And it's like, oh my gosh, unemployment's not going to pay me my X amount of dollars per hour that I'm normally making. And now all these people are on the networking group after shaming their docs. I mean, my gosh, we had the hygienist passing around a petition to present to the state of Utah to shut dental practices down. You see, what's really interesting is I saw, let's let common sense prevail. This one size fits all mentality with shutting down dental practices. It's really kind of like the social distancing is working amazingly. Social distancing is, but when you're talking about small towns and communities where they don't see the spread of viruses or any type of illness because they don't travel out of their towns, you know. And so we got docs in small towns who are like, we don't even have anybody with COVID here in our towns. In fact, everybody's healthy, they're fine. Yeah, I'm going to keep seeing patients, and yet people are trying to beat their drums saying, no, you shouldn't be seeing patients. Well, it only takes one person. Yeah, that's right. It only takes one person, but one size doesn't fit all in that. And I am not here to judge. I get it. You know, these docs in small towns, yeah, they do. They live from paycheck to paycheck. There's other docs here in our city and in our county who are still practicing under the CDC guidelines. We haven't had a mandate to shut down like our friends in Washington, California, New York. We haven't had that mandate. And so many practices, it's a recommendation now as of March 18th. And then, of course, the ADA comes out and paints with a broad paintbrush, and don't get me started with our own association, but I get it. I understand. And we all need to do what we can to stop the spread of this virus. May I suggest one thing? And so now I'm going to bring a little bit of humor because this stuff's heavy, and your hearts are heavy, and I get it. So before I get into that humor, I'm going to end on that humor. I'm just going to end on something that just absolutely drives me insane. I did get a really awesome phone call from my rep here from Patterson Dental, and I'm hoping that it goes through, and I think it will. Patterson Dental is looking at deferring payments. If you have a piece of equipment that you've gotten recently and you have that on a payment plan with Patterson's financing, they're going to defer those payments for 3 months. Wow. Thank you, Patterson Dental. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And when companies can do that, that's what we're looking at. We're obviously, we don't have a very big accounts receivable in our practice, and we chose not to go after patients with statements or anything. Probably won't for another month or two. Just because everybody's suffering. But a lot of practices can't do that. So I'm not here to judge. If you need to send out statements and try to collect money, I understand. I get it. And we all, are just trying to survive what's going on here. But let me tell you where I believe that this disease can be shut down in a very, very big way. And that is from here, from what I'm going to say right now. Wash your hands. People, there's nothing that grosses me out more. And guys, I don't know if it's the women as much, but, when I'm traveling and I'm hopping from airport to airport, going out to and lecturing and presenting in different locations, I can't tell you how many times I'll go into the men's restroom and I immediately go and wash my hands. Women who are listening, I'm sorry. Men are pigs. How many times do we see them go in the restroom and they don't wash their hands? I'm telling you right now, 50% of the men who are in that restroom just buzz right out. And the other 50%, there's a pretty good portion that turn the water on and make it look like they're washing their hands so that all of us around them, they're like, oh yeah, I'll just turn the water on. People think I'm washing my hands, but I'm not going to wash my hands. I mean, it's like, I'm a clean person. I don't need to wash my hands. And they walk out. Oh my gosh. I'm like dying. Movie theaters and other places, eating establishments. I was at an eating establishment many years ago, and one of the servers came in and didn't go to the urinal. No, went to the stall. And I'm like, or he was in the stall when I walked in, and he comes out, combs his hair, and leaves. I'm like, are you kidding me? I actually went to the manager and I reported him, and I feel bad, but I don't feel bad because he got fired right there on the spot and didn't know it was because of me. Well, people, wash your hands. If we wash our hands, we social distance, we do all that we can to just squash this virus, you know, hopefully that's going to work. Hopefully that's going to help. With what's going on, and then I'm just praying that in a week, maybe this week might be the week. I'm not fully confident it will be, but I'm praying it is, and that's what I want to end on. You know, I don't care if you're religious or not. Pray for the leaders of our nation. Pray for each other, and pray for yourself. That you'll be blessed and you'll be able to get through these trying times that we're in right now. Pray for your team members, because they will look at you. Some may complain, others will bite their tongues, and you won't know what's going on in their hearts and inside. Some team members are like that. So do all you can to help them, to help your families. Use this time to have a reflection on what's most important in life, and do your best. Docs, team members, do your best. And our hearts and thoughts and our prayers are definitely turned to all of you at this time. And God bless all of you. Thanks for listening to this podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning into the My Practice, My Business podcast. You can find additional podcasts you may have missed that will help you with your dental practice at Apple iTunes Podcasts. And remember to become a subscriber to our podcast. Many of you have asked how to help support the My Practice, My Business podcast. If you have enjoyed the program and information you received today, the best way to help is to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks again for allowing us to be a part of your day.